You might recognize Alton Brown as that silly yet knowledgeable host of the Food Network program Good Eats, which airs primetime 5 days a week. That's his day job. By night, Brown is a food activist who's been working with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, raising awareness about the fishing industry.
I've been doing some work with the Alaskan seafood folks about educating people about sustainability, which is kind of a big deal for me, kind of a soapbox for me as far as the oceans go. And so I've been up here for 5 days working on a video for them. That's going to be a web-based video, 5-minute web piece.
With West Coast salmon populations at a record low, the commercial fishing industry is in a state of crisis. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has cut the king salmon quota in half this season to ensure healthy runs in the future. But it all comes at a cost. Local fishermen might have to make financial compromises, which in turn may hurt the larger economy. But Brown and food editor Christine Kidd see a silver lining. They believe that there's an opportunity to educate consumers with the merits of buying wild salmon from Southeast Alaska. Southeast Alaskans themselves have always backed the superiority of their fish, and now Kidd understands why.
As my plane broke through the clouds when I was landing in Juneau, I immediately understood why we want to eat Alaska seafood. It is so pristine. It is so beautiful here. The water is so clean and filled with good life. You just know that this fish is delicious and pure and what you want to be eating.
Brown and Kidd got to mix some business with pleasure. They went out trolling for kings with local fisherman Charlie Wilbur, an experience that compelled Brown to agree that fishing is not only hard work. It's a way of life.
I mean, really, the biggest thing I've learned is about people. I'm not learning as much about fish as I am fishermen. You know, it takes a kind of special person to live in Alaska, I think. This is not a easy land to live in. And gosh knows, fishing isn't an easy industry. But it's so ingrained in the kind of the spirit of the people here that you almost overlook that harshness.
And Kidd says she's always been an advocate for sustainable fisheries.
I try and get messages about that into the magazine as often as I can.
And now she's going home to L.A. with some fresh inspiration and a fresh, wild Alaska king. Reporting in Sitka, this is Leah Mann.